Oh, did somebody say it's Monday? Yes, they did. Somebody said it's Monday, and then somebody said, "Hey, you know that that guy, the church prep with who's that guy? MWD Mark. He's gonna be going live at A. You should check him out. Here we go. We're going live on Insta. Now we're gonna I'm trying something new today. I'm gonna try my phone Rumble, right, to see how long, as the countdown goes to zero, we're gonna continue to wait on Rumble. So this is gonna be another plan, right? Plan B, to make sure. There we are. We're on. Okay, Rumble, you hit me up faster on my phone. Let's roll it. Hello, friends. Oh, can you believe we made it to another Monday? Hey, an Easter Monday, that's what they call it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Church Prep with MWD Monday Drumroll. I am Mark W. Douglas. I think we best start things off with a prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. All righty. So glad you made it tonight. Happy Monday drum roll. Are you ready for a 5-song concert tonight? That's right. But first, it's time to introduce the song of the week's title and lyrics, the number 21. Ooh, we're at 21? Week number 21. Yes, we are. And it is titled, My Rock. It is time to read those lyrics. You are my rock. You are my shelter. You are the wind after the rain. After the rain. You are my creator. You're my sustainer. You're my redeemer when I pray. When I pray. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You are my rock. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You are my rock. And I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. You are my rock. You are my shelter. You are the wind after the rain. After the rain. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You are my rock. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You are my rock. And I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you, my rock. I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you, my rock. My rock. My rock. My rock, my rock, my rock, my rock, my rock. You're my creator. You're my sustainer. You're my redeemer when I pray. When I pray. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You are my rock. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you are my rock. And I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you, my rock. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. Yes, I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you. I will learn to trust in you, my rock. My rock. My rock. My rock. Rock. What a song. Hey, that's an interesting, right? Interesting song, right? It's got a lot of lot of repetitive things going on there, but that's okay. I'm going to make it work. That's the song. That's what it is. It turned out exactly the way it is. That's actually the first time. Actually, every Monday when I'm reading you guys these lyrics, it's the first time I've read the lyrics like that. I don't read the lyrics like that. I sing the song. So just so everybody's clear, I just sing that when I write a song, I write a song, and then I sing the song. And yeah, that's the first time I've read the lyrics just in part. I don't actually write a poem maybe like Bernie Taubin does for Elton John. I just write the song. And I definitely, it takes a lot of work, of course, to make the song exactly the way you want it. But this is exactly the way I want it. And it's a praise song. Of course, now, I think I told you all before that actually I only have, like, I've only released maybe one or two praise songs at the most. I know All to Thee I consider a praise song. We talked about All to Thee the other day after I released that. And then praise song. Yeah, I think this is my second praise song that I've released on the show. Every other song is like a real song. Praise song meaning something that might be repeated. It's a repetitive thing, as you can tell there with the lyrics. All right. I might jump into some of my rock stuff here in a minute just to kind of bring, you know, this is, let me just, what I thought today would be a good time to just recap, since it's a really basic, but also song. Let's just recap of what this show is all about. And we talk about Easter, talk about some experience I had this past weekend. And I'm going to ask you what kind of experiences you've had at your Easter Sunday, but just a recap of this show. And this is not going to completely encapsulate everything that this show does. I want you to watch show zero, and I'd love for you to listen to all the songs that I've released, and then the pre-releases, which were the minus songs, the minus 1 through 15. But I just want to recap on what the show does. I thought I might do that today. And so I'm on live on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and on Sunday I pre-tape because I tried to sing the first Sunday. Don't go back and listen to that one, okay? But it's there. It's on the internets. I tried to sing on this first Sunday, and it didn't work out too well because even though I got up at 6 o'clock or something in the morning, and I got me a cup of coffee, I got a good hot steam bath, got these vocal cords warmed up, it did not go over well, okay? It just didn't. I can't help it. It just didn't. So since then, I decided I really want the Sunday show to really be my prized possession jewel because it's all scripted. It's not me off the top of my head like Monday through Friday are. And it's really just me singing, okay? None of this, none of this chit-chat like we do. I love chit-chat. I hope you like the chit-chat. I love chit-chatting with you and giving you a piece of my mind on what made me write these songs, what made me write my rock, which I'm going to go over a little bit today and definitely on Wednesday. So on Mondays, we talk about the title and the lyrics, and we kind of talk about the lyrics. And on Wednesday, we talk about the backstory that made me write this song. And then on Friday, I talk about the biblical references that is enveloped in the words to this song. So, of course, we're going to be talking about how God is our rock and God is our shelter, all kinds of Bible verses on Friday. So you don't want to miss that. Again, it's all at 8 o'clock, just like it is right now, 8 o'clock Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now, because I do 4 shows a week. I was thinking about it. Let's see. I got a calculator in my head. 4 times 21. That's basically how many shows I've done. That's a lot, isn't it? Isn't that a lot? Somebody out there, it's 84 shows plus show zero. So I'm at 85 shows here. Not bad. Not bad. I'm gonna pat on the back there. Not bad though, Mark. You've done pretty good there for 84 shows. And so anyway, as you can tell, I'm I don't know what you can tell, but I wanted to share with you that I'm a songwriter, and that's what I am. I'm a layman in the church who songwrites. And as I'm unpacking all of these songs, what's really come to mind, what really come to the surface of my life in my music and in the words is the fact that I have been in my music. Again, I'm just talking about the songs that I've released here, my first 21. I'm unveiling things that have brought me somewhat kind of maybe some joy, Let's start with that. Some amazing joy that the church has brought me, and then maybe some amazing pain that the church has brought me. Like, I will write a song about, you know, my convictions on what the church needs to be doing, what I need to be doing, like your perfect will. I'm just flipping through here. Your perfect will is in the lineup. I think that'll be, you know, I just released that. You've got a literally the Lord's Prayer, a song that I wrote, you know, stuff like that. Slow Down. It's like a conviction song. I want to convict. And some of this is, oh, One Lifetime. I'm going to sing that one tonight. It's going to be the fourth song tonight. It's basically just my being kind of fed up with what the church is kind of doing. I wrote that a long time ago. So it just kind of shows you just how even a long time ago, which I've been writing songs for 30 years, you know, it just shows how there's been this conviction buildup in my life to even want to do, to even write a song. So again, I know that maybe most of y'all love maybe the rehash of the whole thing, but just kind of rehashing, but not in substitute of Show Zero. Please go watch it. But basically, just this idea that, you know, imagine you've got a bunch of songs that you've written, okay? I'm literally going to put the baton in your hand right now. And I want you to think, well, how would I release it in the year 2024, in my case, October of 23? Well, it had to start somewhere. It had to start with first getting these songs copyrighted through the Library of Congress so I don't have any problems, which, by the way, I've got great news, friends and folks that watch the show. I have not had not a single minuscule of a problem with copyrights. And I'm just so proud of that because I no one's talked to me and called me up on the phone and said, hey, I see that you're doing all this music. Is this a copy? No one's emailed me anything. So I've had absolutely zero communication from any of the things. And you know, I'm on five channels. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, right now live, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, which is X, Rumble, and YouTube. So we're live right now. No, I have any trouble with anybody. I love it because I took the time, I assume it's because I took the time to copyright my music, and I put the copyright number right there on every song that is put up on the internet. So just so y'all know a little bit of this side of the camera, right? And so I started writing 30 years ago. And like I said, how would you, I'm going to put the baton in your hand. How would you release this music? And so you got to believe me, folks. I went down the rabbit trail of let's figure out how other people are doing. Because, you know, when I was younger, I used to be like, I'm going to do it my way. And I kind of ended up that way, by the way. But let's go. I want to go through the thought process first before I tell you that I did it my way. Okay. Because I am doing it my way. Okay. But the thought process was a lot of studying. How are other people doing this with all of this song collection that they might have? And the truth is, yes, you've got this 21, I downloaded this 21 step process on how to get fans to, you know, buy your album on Spotify or go to Spotify, add it to a playlist, all this Spotify this and, you know, Apple Music that and all this stuff. But what it basically boils down to is that you have to have a master track. You know, going into all that it's just a mess, right? But do y'all see these guitars on the wall? I'm not that guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur. If there's anybody who has the most complex situation around here with my entire, like my businesses, right? I've run a business. I'm a couple businesses. I'm an entrepreneur. And at the same time, I could get you a master track and actually record it here in what you want to call a studio. But the truth is, I don't want to do that. I don't have the patience for all that. And then it would take years more just for you to hear, you know, whatever. I've got 12, basically I have 12, like, let's say it took me a year to do 10 songs, which, by the way, that's actually, believe, you know, look at the average artist. The average artist might do an album a year. Right. So if I mastered and mixed and edited and did solo tracks and all this for 10 songs in 1 year, do you know how many years it would take me? You know, it's 120 songs. So that would take me 12 years. Does this ministry need to wait 12 years on that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't need to be waiting. And keep in mind, during those 12 years of doing all that recording and solo tracks and getting a saxophone player to come in here and a drummer and all that mess, guess what's not happening in the 12 years? I'm not writing new music, right? So I would just much rather literally put my iPhone right here on my easel and push record and record a song. That's what you're hearing when you download my music. You're hearing what I recorded on my iPhone. I stripped the video off of it and I uploaded it to the Library of Congress. That is how I copyrighted all my music, because I have tried. Oh, you'll hear a couple of tracks that are kind of sort of produced, but I tried to do all that and I don't want to pay anybody to do all that. So I just said to myself, no. You're an artist. Stay an artist. Do what it is that you do best and get back to work and get back to writing music. But I decided, like I said, what would you do with the baton in your hand? And so I took the baton and I said, you know what? Look at this thing that's happening right now where I could go on and kind of release this music and put it in the ears of people who need to hear it, right? And I hope that everyone's getting a blessing, but I hope that it's motivating you guys to out there of what I'm saying, right? I'm saying a lot of deep things. I know that I am. And I'm saying a lot of things that are like triggering you guys to hopefully say, I want to do more with my life. I want to be somebody. I want to take this mantle and I want to maybe take it to the next level. Let's move up a peg where I need to be with Christ. Don't do it for me, but I'm here like a voice in the wilderness, like the John the Baptist kind of guy with the megaphone. This video situation allows me to have a megaphone so I can take these songs and now I can talk about them, right? And instead of just singing one song, imagine like writing a song. You wrote, like, I know it's not the same, but let's say that you, right there sitting in your living room right now, you wrote the song Amazing Grace. Now, don't you think Amazing Grace, of course, it's the song of all songs, right? The greatest, maybe the greatest of all. There's a lot, but imagine writing that song. Don't you want to hear from the author and hear how they wrote the song in their lives and how they put it all together and what exactly led to that moment of creating this melody and this lyric, right? Maybe two people like Bernie Taubin and Elton John, that two people, one of them wrote the lyrics. I don't know how it works, but I know you would, right? In this case, thank goodness, I don't have to pull anybody in here on these. Now, I do have a few songs that have been co-written, okay? And I want to get to those. Those will be after the 120, probably most likely. Yeah, they'll be after the 120. So, but I need to figure out how to do that and how to make it work with everybody happy involved because I don't plan on making any money. We need to make sure that before I release anything that's been a collaboration event, that doesn't matter what happens, we're not making any money. So I need y'all to understand. So this is like, when I say it's a pillar of my ministry, what I'm doing here, the ministry, I don't even look at it like a ministry. I look at it like, I think ministry is such a weird, like I'm working. I'm not working. I mean, yeah, I'm working, but I'm not, it's not a ministering. I'm working. Something about that word ministering is just kind of weird. I don't feel like I'm ministering, to do it for free. I mean, this is wonderful. It's salvation in itself, right? It makes complete sense with biblical scripture that you would have a gift and then you would just give it away. What, like, it's God's gift. Now, it's obviously one thing when you're trying to, go to work and make a living, but I never really saw that in the cards for me. I never really understood it either. I don't understand getting paid to do what God wants you to do. I don't understand that. Somebody brought it up today, again, Religion Biz, on the Instagram. Now they're getting some weird stuff happening on their Instagram account. But Religion Biz is coming out with a 7-part series about the church later this year. Can't wait to see it. But one of their questions is, show me in the Bible. And I haven't thought about this. It's time to get back to the think tank. Remember I told you that this is a little Christian think tank. But he said, show me in the Bible, anyone, in anyone's Bible, show me where we're supposed to be giving a tithe to the church. And I read the comments. There's nothing in the comments. I'm going to look it up myself, because I know that that's important to talk about. And part of my understanding up until this point was that the only way that you're supposed to pay somebody for salvation and discipleship, the only way was through tithes and giving, you know, donations. But according to this guy, this is the religion business. He's just kind of like putting little carrots out there so you can kind of, he'll keep you going, right? With these grand ideas of, wow, the Bible really doesn't say that, right? I'm not talking about tithes right now. I'm just talking about in general. Got to go check it out. But this is what we want to do. We want to, how are we going to straighten up the church if we don't understand what's wrong with it? Is the sickness in the layman? Right? Because that has been the scapegoat. That has been the scapegoat. The layman. Oh, the layman's backslidden. Is that the truth? Right? And so we have to discover that. We have to unpack that. We have to understand what the heck is going on here. Is it the layman? Is it the layman that are causing these problems in the church? The scapegoat is easy, right? The backslidden layman. The backsliders, you know. It's easy to scapegoat the layman. But is it, so then when we start unpeeling, so like me, the layman, I'm writing songs about it. And now I'm realizing just how many songs I've written about just being so feeling like I'm not out of touch with what God wants me to do. I feel like the church is. The church is the one misguiding and misleading everyone in their own way. And you know, in their own way, which anyway, so back to the thing, and I do want to talk about an experience in Easter, but at a church. But I just in general, I just want to talk about the show just one more time. So, the show is basically me playing for you guys songs that no one has ever heard before, right? No one has ever heard. When I say no one, I mean maybe five people, and then there's like maybe out of all of them, I think less than 10, like 8 songs, maybe 10 songs were uploaded to either Facebook or a SoundCloud at one point in time. And actually there's a couple more that were not Christian based. They were love songs. Okay. But those, I'm not counting those, but anyway, it's an interesting thing to hear what I'm giving you. And I don't look at it like a ministry, like, oh, I'm working. I need donations. It's so hard. It's not hard. It's the love of my life. I'm having, y'all don't even, if you don't know, let me tell you, this is the most amazing thing in my life. Talk like it's bigger than any bucket list that ever, it's a bucket list, but it's also so much more. It's the idea that some of these songs are going to do something in your life and you could change the world. And then it domino effects into this amazing thing that's going to happen. But here's what I want. So now it's good to go into the distinction. Okay. So let's get into the distinction. So we have to look at what is the domino that you want, Mark? What are you wanting? What is your envision? What's the idea? Is the idea just to get back in to the church that's already broken? That's already fundamentally set up wrong? Like the 501c tax-free status? What is the tax-free status, right? We have to talk about this. We have to talk about this and stop pretending like we're fools, because I think our goodness and our Jesus feeling, right? We go to the church and then we get stuck into this wilderness of everybody's nice, Christian light. And we got to break ourselves of that. Because if I'm inspiring you to just get back into this rut of Christian light. Now, what is Christian light? It's where you're not getting discipled. You're not getting discipled. Because you have to ask, because it's just so simple. I want this show to be simple. It's so easy to look at what's happening to you. And you're like, what are you talking about, Mark? Explain, what do you mean? It's so simple. When you walk out of church, it feels so wonderful. And you know, but what, when the rubber, see, this is the airplane coming down and it meets the road. When the rubber meets the road, what is your church telling you to change in your life? The sin in your life. What's the church telling you? And I am telling you, nothing. Nothing. It is Christian light on steroids. That's what I got this weekend. Christian light on steroids. And it feels, again, the whole process, when you're in it deep and you don't see what I'm talking about right now, it's easy to flip the channel and be like, this is crazy. But because you're in deep, you don't see it. You are in deep. But when you get out of that bubble like I did, and then you go back into the bubble and you're like, I can see, like that's what happened this Sunday. I can see why so many people are into this. It is so dopamine infested with joy, 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 pats, 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 boy, joy, joy, joy. And everything is just emotionally driven and emotionally fulfilling and so satisfying, the spirit and the joy in your soul, and you just got exactly what God had for you. And if you're in the thing right now, you don't see it. You are completely blinded by that feeling, being that is what. So I'm going to tell you, this is a think tank, and I am talking it out is so good. And also following other people who I actually love the idea of following someone who's going to challenge the ideas like this religion biz, right? Or other people who say, hey, on a second, time out, pump the brakes. What is going on here? Because sometimes they might be wrong a little, and you can tell they're wrong. They know maybe they don't know they're wrong, but they're wrong. They're a little off base, and sometimes they might be right. So it's always good to listen to those detractors to a degree. And so that's what I'm doing. I mean, I'm a detractor. Okay, no, I'm a detractor. Okay, so yeah, I'm a detractor. If you look at it in terms of, oh, this guy is shining the light on what's going on. So, guilty as charged. I'm shining the light of what's going on. And so, but just hear me out. Christian light has infested our average church. Infested it. Completely. Where are you getting challenged? And I'll give you the perfect example. I did it in show zero. The Nielsen ratings. Oh, what are you talking about? So we want to talk about garbage that's in our society. What do people do more than anything else? Look right here. What do people do? Where are we at? More than anything else. They sit here and they play on this phone and they look on this phone. And when they're not on the phone, well, they're looking at the Bluetooth. This is our culture. So guess what? The best example of our culture is the Nielsen ratings. Wake up. We can see what you're watching because the Nielsen ratings show what shows you're watching. The Christians. We know what you're doing. This is not a secret. So we learn this on the show, right? We open that, we unpackage that box, and we realize, did your pastor say one word about it this, and I understand it's Easter Sunday, but does your pastor say one word about enough is enough? You won't be allowed. I'm not allowing you. Does your pastor say that? I'm not allowing you to watch that anymore. I had a pastor one time call it Hell's Box Office, HBO. But we've got that on demand, right? And those, are you getting challenged? Are you getting challenged? Are you getting challenged to go witness, do a group witnessing campaign? It's called salvation and discipleship. There are only two things the church is supposed to be doing. There are only two things the church is supposed to be doing. End of story. Finish it. Enough. Put a nail in it. It's called salvation and discipleship. And some and things that fall out into those categories, right? Okay, I know you're going to get into the helping of the poor and all that. Okay, it's still discipleship, salvation of the poor, discipleship of the poor, and helping in all those needs, right? It's multifaceted. And are you being challenged? Are you being challenged? You know, to go work on that salvation thing, or to work on discipleship, or discipling you. To make you perfect. He said, what are you saying? Yes, the Bible talks about making you perfect. When are we going to talk about making you perfect? How do you become perfect? Purity in this soul. Purity in this temple of the Holy Spirit. Purity with these hands. 100% purity with this mind. purity with these eyes, purity with these ears, every place that your feet take you, the gas pedal on your right foot, everything that you put the gas pedal to and you go to and you come in, to and fro from, everything that you're drinking in your body. It's called purity. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm just not afraid. Why would I mean, I've raised my four kids, got grandkids now. I'm not afraid. I mean, I wasn't afraid back then, but I just didn't know how to get this out. I didn't know how to get it out. How do I get this out in such a way that it would make complete sense? Like everything that I'm saying right now, I want you to imagine it being poured into a song. I wrote a song called Graduated. I can't wait. It's going to be on my third year before I finally sing it. It's already on numbers. But it's absolutely just my latest song. It's been a couple of months. Absolutely a barn burner of a song. But this is what I'm so excited about, that one. There's more. Which one is your favorite, right? This is another thing. But we can't do this anymore. We can't do this. The layman cannot do this anymore. And I'm telling you, going to the church this Sunday is so wow. Like, oh, everything is perfect. Oh, that it's just like we're gonna get manicured. We're gonna get feet, you know, metaphorically, hands manicured, feet manicured, hair done up. We're gonna get perfume put on. We're gonna get a massage even. We're gonna come out of there feeling like wow. That's what I want to feel. The pat on the back. Wow. And then what? And now what? And let me tell you what I saw. I saw milk. Okay, so the Bible talks about this. I probably don't say enough on the show. I need to bring it in more. When the Bible talks about the baby Christian and the mature Christian, you know, he uses the metaphor, the Bible uses the metaphor, you know, drinking milk, like mother's milk, like a baby, versus an adult eating meat, right? And it is 2020 to a person that's not in the bubble. A person that's in the bubble, they don't see it. They don't see it. And I mean, social club, yes. Check that box. Social club, absolutely. You think so? People talk about social. There's a couple social clubs here, you know, whether it's the country club or whether it's this amazing place at the top on the highest floor of a high rise, you know, and you got to be in the club to even go up there and be admitted. You got to wear a jacket or something like that. I mean, it's the same thing in church. It's a social club. It doesn't have to be a social club. But here's the thing. Once they start making you do stuff, do you really think the doors are going to be that full? Like three different, you know, four or five different services. That's how booked up this church is. Three on Sunday, one the night before, and maybe some other ones. I mean, just imagine being that booked up. I'm just telling you, that is the call sign for Christian light, the call sign. But that doesn't mean that the church down the road that doesn't have any members, that doesn't mean that that's the place to go to either, because you walk in there and it's like dust. Everything's dusty, so to speak, metaphorically. I mean, where is the church? Where? So it doesn't matter is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if it's barn burner, you can't fit enough people versus the church that, you know, not many people are going to. Both of them, for the most part, where is the challenging of the people? I tell you, here's a litmus test of a couple things. I just have to ask it. When is the last time, litmus test, when was the last time? Come on, preach, I'm preaching now. Don't lie to yourself. When was the last time somebody asked you outside of church, are you a born-again believer? When? Put it in the comments. When was the last time? How is that a litmus test, Mark? Because if you go out in public and for years, decades, Let's change it to decades. You've got decades going on where this guy right here, my wife, my kids, my everybody I know, not a single, I ask them, you should do it too. Ask your friends, your family, your neighbors, anybody you know. Ask anybody you know, when was the last time someone asked you if you were saved, if you were a Christian? When was the last time somebody proselytized to you, evangelized to you, asked you and tried to win you over to Christianity? When was the last time? That is the biggest litmus test of it all. And by the way, the jump between salvation and then discipleship is huge, because we've talked about that on the show. How do you disciple someone if you yourself have mega problems in your life? You can't. You shouldn't be allowed. And no one would listen to you anyway. I mean, so it doesn't even matter. We don't even need to stop you from doing it. No one's going to listen to you. They'll see right through it. So this is what I'm saying is we have to say, okay, calm down. Wait a second. We have to be pure, right? Then we disciple people. And in our dumb minds, in our dumb Christian-like minds, we think that the only person that has the right to say anything to us about our life is the pastor. Wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. It's supposed to be the Christians discipling the Christians, just like we talked about last Friday. What did we talk about last Friday? Do you think that we need one officer, police officer, per person in this county, in this state? Do you need one police officer per person? No. One police officer per whatever, 1,000, 5,000, whatever the size of your city is. Right? One police officer per many. Why do you only need one or two or five or whatever? Why do you only need a few? Because people help police each other. People honk a horn. People say, slow down. People say, you're doing wrong. You know, that's, you hear them yelling outside of their car. You need to drive right. Don't cut me off next time. That's policing. And we would, same thing that the Christians should be doing in discipleship. That's incorrect. That's inappropriate. Why is this on your television? You'd walk into your friend's or family's house. That's inappropriate. I'm not going to put that in my eyes and not my ears. What you're saying right there, I don't want you saying bad words. What's going on? We are, all of us in mass have zipped our lips. And I love the way that this whole episode has come around, right? It's all come around to the idea that it's just such a burden on my heart. How do you say it? So I, having a talent, I mean, I don't know where I got it, but I mean, I'm writing these songs. My Rock was not written. I finished it in February of 23. I actually wrote it, who knows, years ago. Here's what I need to do, folks, when it comes to these writing, if it really is important to anybody, is I need to go back to the doc and right click the doc, go to properties and figure out when I wrote the doc. And that's the real date, because it's really not the real date, but it's the date that I actually started typing it into a Microsoft document. And that's kind of sort of when I call it officially copyrighted, because, you know, I just didn't write it on my sheet notes. I hardly ever write straight to the computer. It's always written on a piece of paper, some kind of binder. So, there's a lot to be said. I don't want to go on too far on it, but I just want everybody to realize, right, that this isn't the ending of me being completely fed up and saying enough with the church. Because that, by the way, for those of y'all listening that have done that, shame on you. This is me discipling you right now. You got to stop. You got to stop with that whole idea that I'm done with the church. That is nonsense, because if you're a Christian, you are the church. There is no such thing as the church being a building, or the building being the church. No such thing. So shame on you for saying, I'm not going to put up with this. And because I feel your pain, because you have no way out, so to speak. You have no way to really voice your opinion because they won't listen. Why would they listen? They have no reason to listen to you. The money's still coming in. There's no reason to reform. The church as we know it has zero reason to reform because you keep going, or those that are going. But then what do we do? I see that some of y'all are in a catch. It's a catch 20. It's a total catch 22. We have to go, Mark, because God wanted us to go. We can't help that our church is blowing the money. We can't help that our church is not in the perfect will of God. But I'm supposed to go to church. So what am I supposed to do? I'm in a catch 22. I totally get it. Oh, doesn't that make... So here's what some sleuth, Christian sleuth, you know, comes up with, right? Oh, we'll come up with a workbook that you have to go to Barnes & Noble to buy, and we're going to have a workbook, and we're going to put together a federation, and we're going to set up a church, home churches. See, that's what I see happening right now, because this is what people do. They go straight to entrepreneurship. How can I make money on this problem? That is sickening, right? How can I make money on this problem of people leaving the church? We'll talk them into going into their homes, which, by the way, is probably the way to go. But I can see somebody right now turning that into a horrible idea where they're going to sell you messages or sermons right? It's already probably happened. You just go to your Barnes & Noble and look. For the home church, this is the workbook for you. Do you understand? So it's just nonstop. It's nonstop. So how can you find a person who's willing to talk Jesus without getting paid? Do you know what the hardest feeling for me as a musician, knowing what's going on? I already told y'all this. I'm going to say it again because I'm connecting ideas from other shows. But when I was first playing in church bands, lots of church bands, because we would try to find a good, I was looking for a church. We moved around and I would work my way into the band. I play the guitar really good at playing rhythm, playing all the weird notes that they have, all this stuff, and being really good at it and just loving it, right? And then the idea, again, I didn't have any real thought about it or any strong opinion on it, but the idea that these people were like some people, I didn't care at first because I knew they were good. Like the pianist is getting paid, and this, you know, I for some strange reason, I didn't have a problem with the music minister getting paid. I'm talking about all the musicians that were doing what I was doing, which was drum roll, volunteering my talents. I thought they were doing that too. Volunteering my talents. We're at church. What do you mean you're getting paid? So when I go to church and I go and I see what happened on Sunday, I don't know for a fact that anybody's getting paid, but I'm thinking to myself, I'm pretty sure they're getting paid. And so here's what you have to ask yourself. Everybody, I want you to stop all the ideas that are floating around in your brain for just about like 20 seconds and just answer the question. Would they still do it if they stopped getting paid tomorrow? That's it. Keep asking that question. Would your pastor show up on Sunday if he wasn't getting paid? Would your music minister show up on Sunday if he wasn't getting paid? We're talking about God's work. Would the guitarist show up on Sunday if he wasn't getting paid? The drummer, the bassist, the electric guitarist, the backup singers, would they show up if they weren't getting paid? And by the way, if that is so, I am clapping my hands and I am in awe, because I'm not kidding. I'm in awe and I'm thankful and I'm praising God. But that I've been behind the scenes. I know that's not how it works. And it's, to, like I said, at that point, I didn't have an opinion on it, but now it is absolutely pathetic and grotesque to me It is painful to me to sit through and realize that these people are trying to make us go into praise, this praise attitude that I would, the Bible talks about it, that I would rather do in the privacy of my own home. The Bible talks about privacy. And I would rather praise and do that in the privacy. They're trying to get me all worked up into this praise frenzy. And I know that they're getting paid that. What, do you see how diabolical it is? It's like, so you wouldn't be getting me all pumped up if you weren't getting paid? I mean, I don't know. You guys help me fill in the blank. I'm lost of words on that. And as a musician that wants to do this for the Lord, the idea that they try to pay me, I told y'all maybe in one of the shows, I told you, I cannot believe they said it's too late. We've already cut the check. They gave me the check for whatever it was, $125. I said, I can't accept this. Who would accept this? I don't want this money. I don't want this money. I'm volunteering. I'm a Christian. Everybody couldn't believe it. I wrote the check back and gave it back. I signed it. They said the only way you can give it back to us is if you just sign it. Sign it. I signed it and gave it to them. It was diabolical that they would charge me. It was diabolical in my mind. What are you doing? Why would you pay me to come and do this for this? This is an amazing privilege to be in this band in front of everyone. That's the privilege. Absolutely. And then, see, this is what happened in my life. Then I had already written tons of songs about, you know, even being, you know, concerned about what the church was doing. Then I want you to see what happens in Mark's life when he starts peeling that onion. What do you think happens next? You start realizing, and that's when I start talking about the leadership, and then the question about tithe, and is this real? Because the tithe thing was pre-Jesus. And he came to fulfill the law. I don't know. All that right there. Then it gets weird because they preach about it. And I've heard so many tithing messages. I don't even know. I need to look it up myself. But that's what this channel is going to do. It's going to double check. Let's double check on this nonsense. Is it nonsense or is it real? Right? So I just want to thank everybody who's watching tonight and who's kind of sticking in there and seeing. I would really love for a comment or two and see what you think as well. But I am I'm just under 50 years old. I'll be 50 at the very end of this year, and I can join my wife as she is a little bit, a few months older. Ooh, she didn't want me to say that, but me and my wife, we love. We love serving God. We want to serve God. We want to find ways to serve God. And this is it right here for us. And I know that there's things out there that you guys, you know, you folks, that you guys could do. And we got to figure that out so we can kind of put you to work too. We're going to roll up our sleeves and put you to work too. Because it's one thing. See, I'm like, you know, like I said, I'm like John speaking out in the wilderness. And this is my wilderness, this crazy internet thing. And I've got the trumpet and I've got the big blowhorn. I'm blowing out these ideas to the world. And I am not perfect. And I'm going to make mistakes. I've already made a couple of biblical mistakes already on this show. A couple, which I went back and made corrections on the next show. But, I mean, in general, my whole idea is, and I hope you guys can see that, is this is all about the kingdom. This is all about truth. And this is all about, maybe there is just a few of us. Maybe there is just a few of us. And some of these, like I said, how can every... Just to say it one more time. How can everybody be Christians? How can this be? When you look around at the world, no one's asking you. Not a single person is asking you, are you born again? I'd like to show you. I'd like to teach you how to be born again. No, that's happened in decades. Nothing like that has happened. People don't talk like that. People might talk about it on a Sunday, but then it's right back to the old thing. And is church a hookup? Is a hookup center? Is it a hookup center? Maybe. in part, maybe in part. But I'm just saying, I'm seeing a lot more hookups happening in church than I am revival, than I am, you need to get your life right with God. I'm not going to allow this in my church. Where are those pastors? I'm not going to allow this sin in my church. Where are those pastors? Think about that, y'alls. We are in a situation here where I don't even know. This isn't Christianity the way that the Bible is very clear. This is not Christianity. This is in name only. And so we're in a weird situation because we have a few verses that talk about once and for all. Oh, you're done. You get saved and then you're done. But nobody's looking at the context of it all. The context of how all of these people are living their entire lives in the whole span for in the pursuit of Jesus. Some of them giving up their jobs and just following him. Some of them just the entire lives just, again, show up. You got a building down the road that, I don't know, some dude has. We're going to meet over there and we're going to get down and have a good time with Jesus. Why couldn't we? What is wrong with all this money situation, right? My dad was an interim pastor for years and he had a job. I just got to say this. He had a regular job. And I was so enamored with the fact that you could have a regular full-time job. Study the scripture that you're going to present to the crowd. Be there on Sunday. Be there on Sunday night. Be there on Wednesday night as a volunteer. Only taking donations. What have we become? Why have we become? It's so mind opening when you kind of see it. What have we become? When you have to ask yourself this question, and you should, if you have enough guts, I want you to do it. Go to your pastor and say, tomorrow, if tomorrow you weren't paid a dime, how long would you be at this church? Don't say it. You gotta say it in a mean way or not. It doesn't matter. How long would you be at this church? Point blank. If you weren't paid a dime tomorrow, how long would you be at this church? But I don't mean, minus. First of all, this is all so multi-layered because a lot of the tithes and donations are donations. Right? They're donations. So, but it is a good question because what if everybody couldn't pay the pastor? What if like we were in a recession and ever not a single dime, would that pastor still show up? And if so, let's hallelujah. Let's sing praises about hallelujah. If that is the truth case, that they would show up and do everything with the exact awesome beat, right? And awesome joy and awesome love. Maybe not as prepared because they're not working full time. Maybe they have to go get another job. Bravo. Get another job. Get another job, serious. Anyway, oh man, I'm on a thing tonight. I hope I got my circle rounded there. It's time for a five-song concert, and my rock is going to be something else. I will sing it this Sunday. The 15th song, I do pre-record. I haven't made that very clear, but I do pre-record sometimes on Tuesdays and sometimes on Thursdays, but for that Sunday show. But it is shown to you live. How about that? And I don't ever edit any of this stuff. All right, repeat. I do not edit any videos. I don't think that has happened once. So I'm going to back it up to actually number 6. Now I made a little mistake on last week when I said around. This will be the last time you hear around. And then I forgot to play it on Sunday. That was another weird thing that happened. But actually, this is the day that the last time you will hear around. And anyway, your recovery was the one I was supposed to do first last Monday. So anyway, we get to do around tonight. And let me grab my guitar. All right, around. Okay, the last time, I said this last Monday, but yeah, this now is the last time. I got my numbers wrong because I was in a little bit of a hurry probably last Monday, but this is the last time you will hear around. me up and I'm down. You put my feet on the ground. Hold on. Hey, I'm gonna get it. Hey, hey, I'm turning around. Promise I won't mess up again. Hey, I've got it down. You caught me coming around. Like I was certain, you lift me up when I'm down. Hey, yo, way around. And you put my feet way up there on solid ground. Hey, yo, way around. Hey, he's coming around. Hey, I'm reaching way down. Heal them faith for doubt. And make you certain you lift me up when I'm down. Hey, yo. Way around. And you put my feet way up there on that solid ground. Hey, yo, way from lost to found. Hey, heaven bound. You stopped my milling around and made me certain, 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 certain. You lift me up when I'm down. Hey, yo, lay down. Hey, you put my feet way up there on that solid ground. Hey, yo, way around. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. So now we officially say goodbye to that beautiful song. I am the way. Staying in order, doing good. You get the idea, and I am the way will be the last song for next Monday. You get the idea. All right. I am the way. We've made mistakes. We've had some breaks. I've burned it down. You've lost and found. We came around. I've made demands. You took your stand and through we've dried our tears and come around. And if it wasn't for the love he shared, if it wasn't for his peace and care, we would not have had the hope that he gave us when he spoke, "I am the way." I said, "I do." You said, "It's true." We came to be two on a team. We came around. And if it wasn't for the love he shared, if it wasn't for his peace and care, we would not have had the hope that he gave us when he spoke, "I am the way." And I was singing, "He is the way." And you were singing, "He is the truth." And we were singing, "He is the light. He is the way." Yeah, I was singing, "He is the way." And you were singing, "He is the truth." And we were singing, "He is the light. He is the way." Oh, I was singing, "He is the way." And you were singing, "He is the truth." And we were singing, "He is the light, he is the way. I am the way," I read to you. "I am the truth," you read to me. "I am the life, I am the light, I am the way." And if it wasn't for the love he shared, if it wasn't for his peace and care, we would not have had the hope that he gave us when he spoke, "I am the way." And if it wasn't for the love he shared, if it wasn't for his peace and care, we would not have had the hope that he gave us when he spoke, "I am the way." No man can take you away. Ooh, third song tonight. My sheep hear my voice, and they know me. I give them a choice, and they follow me. They have eternal life for accepting me, receiving me. They're precious in my sight, yes, they are worthy. And I laid it down for you with the power to sanctify and lift it up. I put you in my hand, and no man can take you away. And you put it in your heart deep down where the faith will impart and justify. You are worthy in my sight, no man can take you away from my love. Jesus calls your name. Will you know me? Really know me? My spirit is the flame. Will I reach you? Teach you? Standing at the door. Will you love me? Really love me? And open up your heart to be worthy of me.
And I laid it down for you with the power to sanctify and lift it up. I put you in my hand and no man can take you away. And you put it in your heart deep down where the faith will impart and justify. You're worthy in my sight and no man can take you away from my love. And no one can take you away from me. And no one can take you away from me. Take you away from me. You can't take them away from me. My sheep hear my voice and they know me, know me. They have eternal life. Yes, they are worthy, worthy. Oh, and I laid it down for you with the power to sanctify and lift it up. I put you in my hand and no man can take you away. And you put it in your heart deep down where the faith will impart and justify. You're worthy in my sight and no man can take you away. And I laid it down for you. I put you in my hand and you put it in your heart. You are worthy in my sight and no man can take you away from my love. Hey.
Sing Hebrew. Ba-da-ba-da, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. I've been playing. I just kind of switched guitars halfway through this this song. Because I wanted, because the beach guitar back there decided to give it up here in favor of another classical guitar. But I can capo it and leave it capo so I can keep it tuned. That's why I'm doing that. One lifetime. Choosing to give, choosing to live. One Savior, He is alive. He cannot lie. When all has come and gone, there is no fear. Ooh, He is still here. Emotion, devotion, give it to Him if you want to live. On this rock I stand while I'm digging in the dirt. Let's all clap our hands and nobody gets hurt. The physiology. Church is not the steeple, it's the people that sow and reap for. Oh, one lifetime, choosing to give, choosing to live. One Savior, He is alive, He cannot lie. When all has come and gone, there is no fear. He is still here. Emotion, devotion, give it to Him if you want to live. Bye, self. Take freedom, make it wealth.
loved you, yeah. The brother love has lain. And B-I-N-G-O-O-O. For the steeple, but not lost people. Oh, a lifetime. Choosing to give, choosing to leave. One Savior, he is alive. He cannot die. When all has come and gone, there is no fear. He is still here. Emotional devotion given to him. If you want to live, live. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-bum. Na-na-na-na-na. Ba-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-bum, ba-da-bum, ba-bum. Na-na-na-na-na. Na 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 na. Just one lifetime. Choosing to give, choosing to live. Just one Savior. He is alive, he cannot lie. And all is coming, going. There is no fear. He is still here. Emotion, devotion, give it to him. If you wanna, do you wanna live? Boom. You wanna live?
Boom. Bring in the horns.
Boom. Do you wanna live? To live, 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 live. Do you want to live? 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 Just one Savior, he is alive. He cannot lie. When all is coming gone, there is no fear. He is still here. Emotion, devotion, give it to him. If you want to live, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, come on, live.
One more tonight. One, two, three, four. Oh, what's this thing going? Ah, yes. Didn't go to sleep on me. That's good. One, a two, a three, a four. Here we go. All those troubles. Oh, praise God. Praise God.
The bad wolf is at the door, trying to make you think that you're alone and that's what makes you weak. Well, I want you to know the lie is where he makes it so warm. Just call upon my name and I will come. My child, I won't let you fall. You're not alone. No, you're not alone. One, two, three, four. Leave all your troubles at the door. And tell me of a place you, of a place you wanna run to. 'Cause I wanna take you where
The sun shines bright and I'll be there to hold you in my arms forever. You've tried everything you know for happiness and peace, but the voices in your head are hard to cease. The Lord says in Him we have redemption through the blood He shed. The peace of God is waiting. Hear what He says. Saying, hear my child, I won't let you fall. You're not alone. No, you're not alone. 1, 2, 3, 4, leave all your troubles at the door and tell me of a place that you want to run to. 'Cause I wanna take you where the sun shines bright and I'll be there to hold you in my arms forever. In my arms, in my arms, in my arms forever. In my arms, in my arms, in my arms forever. Together, whatever, ooh, the weather. Ooh, ooh. Oh, count on one. 2, 3, 4, leave all your troubles at the door and tell me of a place you wanna run to. 'Cause I wanna take you where the sun shines bright and I'll be there to hold you in my arms forever. Forever.
Made it through a Monday. Clap some hands on that one. Whew. Time to turn the air conditioners on, right? Maybe so. Oh, thank y'all for hanging out with me tonight. Do you want to learn more about the show? Visit my website, mwdhq.com. Download the free demos of each song of the week and email me from the Connect page. Subscribe to this channel and get notifications for when I go live. Join me as I prep you for church and explore the significant meanings of salvation and discipleship. Hey, become a Christian. Begin to walk the talk. Strengthen your walk with God. Get inspired by what I'm saying. Pass it on as you begin to challenge your friends and family with your words and actions. All right, so good, good. Yes, words and actions. Become a better husband, wife, son, daughter, father, mother, granddad, grandmother, neighbor, friend, leader, and follower. I have two questions for you tonight. What's that thing that God's called you to do, both regarding your life's purpose and this very day? Have you passed it forward by challenging and encouraging someone today? Let's clean it up. Are you ready to clean this up? Let's clean up our lives. Let's clean up our spirit. Let's clean up our soul. Clean up our surroundings, the house. Get everything done. Get everything taken care of. Let's clean it up so we can be a vessel and we can be a workman for God and Jesus. Let's clean it up. Let's do it right now today. Get yourself on a schedule. Put yourself on a schedule of, you know, a calendar. There we go. And let's actually try to get ourselves ready to serve God, right? Some of us aren't really ready to serve God. And there is a ready, right? There is a ready. You got so much going on in your crazy life, maybe, like me, that maybe we need to think about getting ready to serve God, because it's going to take a little doing, right? Okay, let's put this into practice. Which of the following statements could you share with someone or absorb right now? Ooh, maybe some of y'all could absorb this right now. Let's see what they are. I believe in you. I want to help you.
I've been praying for you. I was wrong. I'm sorry, and I want to make amends. Please forgive me. From my heart and soul, thank you. I sincerely love you. God loves you. God is patiently waiting for you. God has a purpose for your life, both daily and in general. One of those questions I don't ever ask on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday is, you know, is that question that I was asking you a moment ago when I was saying, have you ever heard someone, when's the last time someone has come up to you and said, do you know Jesus? Notice none of my questions say that, right? Let's open that thread. Why don't any of your questions say, do you want to become a Christian, right? Well, I want to point out again that's a little bit more meat, right? Some of this stuff just getting you started, like kick-started, right? I think maybe I'll meditate on possibly getting, maybe there would be some statements I would throw out there for the meat eaters, right? Because those are the Christians that are ready to serve God. They've cleaned out their attic, so to speak. They've cleaned out their home. They've got literally everything is done. They've caught up on the honey-do list, and they're ready to serve God. Those are the people, and maybe you know, we've got a little clean out in the whole in the old spirit here, in the old what we're putting in our eyes and ears. Just because you got one thing all perfect doesn't mean the other thing is right. So we clean up ourselves, and then we're ready for the meat that God has for us. We're ready to get off of the milk of the baby Christian salvation. So maybe I would add that in there for that. Let me think about that. So good point to be made. I love, this is what we're doing. We're doing a Christian, this dialogue, this think tank. Are we thinking? Are y'all thinking out there? Are you thinking outside of the crazy little box? Let's think outside the box and think how we can really make a change in this world, so people can actually serve and follow him in a way that's not leading them towards a life of Christian light. That's what we need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining my church prep family. I'll see you live Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. I'll be here. That's right. Live, L-I-V-E, Wednesday for the Song of the Week's backstory. My rock. To God be the glory. Thanks for joining me.